Well, thank you very much for that warm welcome. I've got to live up to it now, haven't I? Thank you, Simon. That's brilliant. What I'm about to tell you will impact on families in around the Penarth area, will impact them in such a way that they will experience for the first time, obviously, Neil, a very old friend from a long time ago. Lovely to see you. Will impact families who their experience of God is zero. When I say zero, it's probably minus, because most people, their experience of God or church is dark buildings with men dressed in black telling them what to do. And, you know, we know it's not like that. But they have not experienced firsthand the love of God. And this is one avenue which you can be the conveyor belt of God's love to these people. So let's get on with this presentation. How are we going to do that? We want to stabilize families in times of crisis, prevent child neglect and abuse, and reduce the number of children going into care. Our research shows us that children who are in families where there is abuse, and where there is a crisis, whether it's caused by loss of employment, inadequate housing, ill health, breakdown of marital relationships, debt, poverty, possibly incidents with the police ending in court and possibly prison again. Where there is that situation going on, children are more likely to be abused or neglected. Reduce the number of children going into care. We just had recent statistics from Birmingham City Council, which said that one in three of the children in care in 2014 was abused. We know also that 50% of the children who are in the care system now will end up in prison. And to turn that statistic round the other way, one in four of the prison population has been in the care system. So it is vitally important that we keep children out of that system. So, the charity started in Chicago, and they started there in 2003. Since then, last year, they've reduced the number of kids going to the care system by 66%. Now, that's fantastic, isn't it? You know, what that means in figures, though, because, I mean, America's so much bigger than we are here. I have no concept of size. America is huge. But in Chicago, it's a reduction from 52,000 kids a year down to 17. That is massive, isn't it? In Wales, we haven't got those sort of numbers, but we do have the same sort of problems recurring from it. So it started there, and it was brought over to the UK by Sir Peter Vardy, who some of you may know is a Christian entrepreneur up in the northeast, and it's been rolled out across the UK in the West Midlands, Scotland, Wales, and now recently in the Southampton area. So here in Wales, we have 10,000 children aged 10 or under, and this is the age group we're talking about, 10 or under, who are classified as in need, of which only 4,000 of them will actually get any some sort of intervention. It doesn't take a great deal of imagination to statistics will bear that out, that the 6,000 children that are left, if they're left without any intervention, without any help, they will gravitate to become one of those years part of the 4,000 that go into the care system. So that's something we really want to avoid. Okay, so how can the church help? Three ways we can help. It's we can provide a safe, short-stay accommodation for children. We're talking about one or two nights for one or two times a year. We can befriend them. Quite often, and I'm going to read some stories in a minute, that things have happened here in Wales, in Cardiff, where befriending is so important. People are so alone out there. People are, they've got nobody that can actually sit down and talk with them. Our befriending is we give them set goals, and I'll discuss that in a minute. When we leave the family, when our intervention finishes, they're in a better place than they were when we started. That's imperative to us. That's really an outcome. Donations of basic goods. Now, I would encourage all of you, you've got forms on your seat there, to fill it out and become at least a resource friend, because you'll get emails from us saying, well, we need this or that, and you might have this and that in your garage, in your attic, and think, I kept it there, it's in good condition, I kept it there just in case. Well, this is a just in case. So please do that. So what do we do? How do we approach the families? Well, you notice from the diagram there, the families are in the middle of what we do. And that's exactly where we want them to be. We want to surround them with care. We want to surround them really with the people of God. Because actually what we really want is for them to get into a better place, but to become part of our family of God, us, the church. That's what we really want. And this is a wonderful opportunity to do this. So we've talked about resource, friends, family. We'll move on from there. And hopefully there's a video with no sound. Shall I wind it back? Okay. Oh, let's go back. Start again. That's okay.
Hi, my name's Clarissa. I grew up in the foster system because my mother was a drug addict. In 2008, I was sent to jail for about a week. I'd never been in trouble before, and when it happened, just like, I was just recently divorced and trying to get a job and trying to take care of my kids, and you know, it kind of started this spiral of emotional chaos. I didn't have a job. I now had an arrest record. I was, you know, charges were pending, and my kids were in the foster care system. There wasn't enough, like, antidepressant drugs to help me, like, come out of that at all.
When she first came and dropped off Noah, we met in a central meeting place. We allowed Noah to play a little bit with our children, and introducing Clarissa to myself, introducing us, and that Noah was going to be coming and staying with us for a little while until Clarissa was able to regroup and get her family back on her feet.
They made it so easy that I felt guilty. And it wasn't only for my children, they offered me help too, you know, someone to talk to, somebody that would listen to me and not judge me.
And how do we love our neighbors? It's not just the people next door, it's not just within our own community, but it's people, all people, everywhere. I would encourage anyone to be a host for Safe Families for Children, to be able to come alongside these families who are in crisis, who need someone, and simply just to love on them. So if that's something you're considering, I would really pray about it and contact one of the administrators and ask them, how can you get started in this program? But do it today, because they need you.
Thank you, Safe Families for Children. You kept my family together.
There you see a classic example of how Safe Families operates, how it can help a family. We have people in Wales who have been through that very same experience. We haven't got them on video yet, but we're working at that. Some people don't want to be interviewed, so you know, that's absolutely fine, and so we have to work within those constraints. Okay, so how can the church help? Faith in action. The scripture here is from Matthew Chapter 5, let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of the earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? If you've lost your usefulness, you will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. If you're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world, God is not a secret to be kept. We're going to go public for this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt others to open up to God. That's taken from the message. And that really does speak to me. I don't know what's coming next. Okay, we're coming close to the end here. On your seats, I did leave a form which tells you a bit more about what we do. And on the form, there's one of these here. Please, there is something everybody can do for us. If you really want to help these families in crisis, and they are very close to you here in this building, not far from where we're sitting, you know, and there are people there who need serious help. For some of them, it'll be the first time they've ever experienced the love of God through somebody else. And you could be that person that God would use. So please fill out this form today. There's a pen as well, and give them to me. I'll be standing just over the far side there after the service. I'll answer any question you like. So please come and talk to me, and please fill out the forms. We do need volunteers. We've planned to cover the whole of South Wales within the next 3 years, and we are short of volunteers. So please, you know, if you fill out a form, it'll be fantastic. Just one more scripture just to give you before I finish. Suppose a person claims to have faith but doesn't act in their faith. My brothers, sisters, how can this faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister has no clothes or food. Suppose one of you says to them, go, I hope everything turns out fine for you. Keep warm, eat well. And suppose you do nothing about it, about what they really need. Then what good have you done? It is the same with faith. If it doesn't cause us to do something, it's dead. And that verse spoke so vividly to me, and does every time I read it, every time somebody speaks it to me, you know. I just want to give you three more illustrations of actual things that have happened here. I've taken the names out. A grandmother lived with a daughter and grandson. She woke up in the morning to find that her daughter had died in sleep. And she did not have any previous illness, so it was quite completely unexpected. She was visited 13 times by a volunteer, a family friend, who spent a few hours with her each time. They were there to listen, encourage and support her, and going out with her with her grandson. There were two occasions when she was feeling like she was not coping and very close to asking for a grandson to be adopted. However, she was supported through this by one of our volunteers. When we closed the assignment, she had already begun to go to groups alone and re-establish relationships, and she's also set up grandmother with parents support group in Cardiff. That was absolutely brilliant result. A short one now. Mum went to hospital to give birth to a second child. Mum could not speak any English, so Dad had to go with Mum to the hospital when the time came. Our volunteer hosted a child for one 12-hour stay, took the child and the mum and the baby back to the home at the end of the day, and therefore preventing the child going into the care system. A young mum with a young daughter was referred to us for befriending. She was isolated despite living in Cardiff for 2 years. She had been in an abusive relationship, and she had to be moved to Cardiff from somewhere else in the country with her identity changed. It was that bad. So we put some support in there. She had nothing. We put a need out to volunteers. They gave her all sorts of things, even down to Peppa Pig curtains for the daughter, which was fantastic. We had three goals with this person: to improve the social interaction in relation to her taking her daughter to places she wouldn't go out. She was terrified of going out. She was terrified of men. To reduce the anxiety and improve confidence, and to make her flat into a home. I have to explain to you that when she was given the flat in Cardiff, not too far from here actually, there was nothing in it. Nothing, no bed, no seat. They sat on the floor with their plates and ate their meals like that. Our volunteers, we put a need out there, some more chairs and more tables and that, and we took stuff around from somebody even. Spent some money and got them a fridge freezer to keep stuff they didn't even have that, or a washing machine for that matter. So those are the ways in which we have been helping people in Cardiff. And if you really feel God's calling you, then please, again, fill out this form. We really do need help and support. Our volunteers are absolutely fantastic. I guarantee you, we will look after you. You are wonderful, wonderful volunteers. We will look after them. They are our precious, I wouldn't say asset, but it's more than that. You're precious to us. So thank you very much for listening. And please do come and talk to me at the end of the service. Thank you.